This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Mark is on the line. And, Mark, if you could just tell us a little bit more about these ships that they were talking about, the Viking ships, the size of battleships, and that the men could be on them for 3 years, powered by muscle power and sail power?
Well, the Vikings were the type of Benjamin. Those were that's who really the Scandinavians. They're the descendants of the tribe of Benjamin, and they had different sized ships. But throughout history, there's been different sized ships depending on what how far they're going to travel. But the during the time of actually you go back to ancient Egypt during the time of Joseph. The Danites were traveling here to America all the way from Egypt. So they had a navigational system that they were able to travel from Egypt, ancient Egypt, during the time of Joseph, all the way here to America. They had different sized ships. The ones that, during the time of King David, the ones that existed during the time of King David, the ones that I told you about that came to Missouri, they were the size of battleships. Modern day 1920s, 1930s battleships. He had crews on them with 200 people. These were no small ships.
And where's the evidence? Is there evidence?
Well, a lot, that's interesting because a lot of evidence has been removed from universities and colleges. You might find it in Harvard. You may find it in Yale. You may find it in some selected libraries, but there may be a certain section in that library where you're not going to find it. It's going to be hidden. So a lot of this stuff has been deliberately extracted from the public, and a lot of it has been hidden. And it's deliberately to cover up the true identity of who the true people of Israel are. But that's all part of the awakening that is happening right now. Who are the Druid, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Celtic kindred people of Israel, the 12 tribes. And I don't know if that answers your question, but that's probably the best I can do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Gwen. Bye-bye. Thank you, Vince.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bye-bye. So, Gwyneth, please continue. You're very concerned.
Yeah.
You're feeling ill.
I am actually feeling physically ill. With a headache and with nausea, and I have for about the past day. And I think that it has to do with what is happening over in London with this Brexit. I don't think somehow it's not going to go well. Okay, I just sense that on the inside of me. And the last week or so, I've really been going through something psychically. I've known about a particular past life for about the last 16 or 17 years. And my husband, this is a separate past life to the pirate one, by the way. It's, around about 70 or 80 years prior to that life, I was my husband and I, Archie and I, were highwaymen, and we were. This is what I'm about to describe is what we saw in the regression. Okay, we were operating in a certain area. We didn't know what area, but we would. I was somebody who I basically did it for kicks. I did it for fun, and I, you know, really didn't. At the beginning, I didn't need the money. And what we used to do was we used to rob people who were going through our own land or my own land. And because apparently they had to go through our land to get from A to B. And the land that I had was vast. We're talking about tens of thousands of acres in the estate that I had, and that was what I saw in the in this particular past life regression. And what happened was, as time went on, we got more and more violent, and we got more and more, more reckless, more brazen in what we were doing. And in the end, it was that we would stop whole coachloads of people and we would just kill everybody in the coach. And that wasn't how highwaymen normally operated. And at the time, it disturbed me. I didn't want to see this. But as it turned out, that was a pretty good description of the career of Catherine Ferris, who was, and the really interesting thing, female highwaymen were not that common, okay? Female violent criminals in any era of history have been like hen's teeth. They're just not been common at all. And to see somebody who was a, that level of violent, criminal who was, you know, into organized crime is just almost unheard of, except for Catherine Ferris. And I didn't even know that Catherine Ferris existed until just a few days ago. And I kept on getting this picture on the inside of me, and this past life memory kept coming back up. And I said, I'll do an internet search and just see if there's any, highwaymen who fitted that profile, being female, being somebody who was very violent in what they did, and who had a male partner who was their lover. And sure enough, I did a Google search and came up with Catherine Ferris. And the most amazing thing was, because she was a wealthy woman, she'd had her portrait painted. I looked at this woman, and it was almost like looking in a mirror. Even her hair had the same texture. And I've actually got curly hair, and up until about the age of 14, when this picture was painted of Catherine Ferris, I actually had ringlets. I used to wear my hair. Do you know what ringlets are? They're those sort of bouncy curls that you get, and people put them in their hair with them. But I didn't have to have any sort of special things like curls or anything. All I had to do was just curl my hair around, and it would just naturally fall into these ringlets. And the area, you'll never guess the area that Catherine Ferris used to operate in. She used to operate between, she used to operate in an area called Hertfordshire, which is between Luton and London. That is going to be the road that all these 2,000 people are marching down, is going to be the road that Catherine Ferris operated on. And that would probably explain why I'm really, really not feeling well, because her main beef was that she had been shut down in her life by the system And if she hadn't reacted in the way that she had reacted, her life would have been even shorter than it already was. She only lived to be 26. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. She died. She was shot one day during a robbery. And she galloped home, and she died on the steps of her property of Mark Yates' cell. That's her property. And I don't know if anyone... I had no idea. I didn't know about the wicked lady. I had no idea about her before a few days ago. And, you know... there was a movie, it was made in 1945 called The Wicked Lady, and it was, you know, a fictionalized version of this. But her main thing was she was not an evil person. She had circumstances in her life that I think kettled or forced her into behaving the way that she did. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and I looked her up, and class, let me spell her name. Catherine with a K, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name, Ferrers, F-E-R-R-E-R-S. And yes, there is a picture on Wikipedia of her at the age, or a painting, an image of a painting, at the age of 14. And she was born in 1634 in England.
And yeah, it's she, like I say, the circumstances of her life were really quite tragic. She was her father died 2 weeks before she was born. Her mother died when she was six, and she was the heir to this vast fortune at the age of six, because she was the end of the line. Her uncle stepped in and adopted her, married her off to his son at the age of 13. And what I'm seeing in this regression is that the son did something to her at the age of 13, which you can probably fill in the blanks of, which rendered her unable to have children. And her husband, piece by piece, sold off her estate. So by the time she was 15 or 16 years old, she was renting the house that they lived in, which was Mark Yates' cell, and they had nothing. And all that she had was a few faithful servants. And the reason why I believe she was not evil was because her servants always loved her. They thought that she was absolutely marvelous. And history says that they had no idea of her double life. I think that they probably
will be right
might have.
We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you are physically feeling ill because of what you see and feel about this protest in England.
I think that that's what it is. I think that something is going to go very, very wrong today. And there's a part of my soul, okay, that, you know, when you have a past life, you are that person walking around in the modern world, okay? So, you know, there's a big part of me, although I'm not violent in this life, I've deliberately chosen not to pursue a violent course in this life, there's still a big part of me that is Catherine Ferris. And there's, you know, there's a part of my soul that's across there and haunts the highways. And I'm sort of still processing how this is even possible. But, you know, Catherine Ferris, is a lady who she really cared more about the ordinary people. She doted on her servants. She you know, the regular people, unless you opposed yourself to her, and then she'd burn your farm down with you in the house and everybody like that. But if you were just an ordinary farmer, if you were just an ordinary person, if you were one of her servants, then she would absolutely defend you with her life. She was very doting. She paid her servants well. I'm getting that she would actually even give them extra gold coins because of the kindness that was in her heart. So she wasn't evil. And it's really interesting because I was actually watching on YouTube today. I was watching The Wicked Lady on YouTube. This is a movie that was made in 1945. And I actually felt somebody standing behind me watching this behind me. And I actually turned around because I thought it was my son had come up behind me. And, you know that feeling where you can sense somebody standing behind you?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That was the feeling I got this afternoon was I was watching The Wicked Lady on YouTube. And I got this, on the inside of me, not any audible voice. I don't hear audible voices, okay. But on the inside of me, I got, I don't like that film. And I actually didn't finish watching it. And I couldn't figure out why I didn't like that film. And afterwards I was sitting there and I was thinking, I know why I didn't like that film. Because in the film, Barbara Skelton's husband is this nice, genteel, beautiful, elegant guy, and she's the bad one. Whereas in history, her husband was a piece of work. Her husband was evil. Her husband took her when she was 13 years old and did something that he shouldn't have done to her, and rendered her incapable of having children. You know? That was the real story of Catherine Ferris, and she never had children. History doesn't quite explain that because when she met Ralph Chaplin, they were in love. You know, and even the history books say that this pair, they were they were. In their day, the real Bonnie and Clyde, except they were extremely violent Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know how violent Bonnie and Clyde actually were, but they were, they weren't bank robbers. They just robbed people on the road. And this is it. And she actually really cared more about the working class than about the blue bloods. As far as she was concerned, the Blue Bloods had ripped everybody else off, had acquired all their wealth through just totally impoverishing the rest of society. And, she was somebody who really wanted for there not to be these massive power structures in her world.
Yep, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News.
The Washington National Cathedral is starting to fill up for the funeral of late President George H.W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice tells Fox News today is a big day for the country.
I was fortunate to be on his National Security Council staff, And he really is the epitome of a public servant. He taught me a lot about how to be a public servant.
Granddaughter Barbara Bush Pierce tells NBC's Today Show she's heard a lot of great stories about her grandfather since his passing.
Shocked by how many people have some memory of meeting him somewhere and how they found him funny or how loving he was or how personable he was. And that's a really wonderful gift to us.
Although the official start of winter is still a few weeks away, temperatures across the country are dropping. Parts of every single state are expected to see below freezing temperatures either today or tomorrow morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So my understanding is the United Kingdom had decided to join the European Communities, the EC, back in 1973. They had membership confirmed by a referendum in 1975. Then they had another referendum in 2016 to leave the European Union, and that's known as Brexit, as in B-R-E-X-I-T. So it looks like the leave side of the referendum was with 51.9% of the ballot or the opinions, and remain was at 48.1% of the opinions. And it looks like there are attempts to delay the vote. I'm sorry, to delay the implementation of the vote to leave the European Union. Is that correct, what I said, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think that pretty well sums it up. But I also consider that if they only restricted the vote to people who were indigenously British, okay, that probably the results would have been more skewed towards the leave side of things. I think the reason why that a lot of it's the same thing that happens in the US. They get a lot of immigrants, they give them the vote, and then they vote whatever way that these people who brought them in tell them to, okay, even if they don't have a big understanding of the issues. So as far as I can see, this is a indigenous matter for the British people, for all of the British tribes that are there, for the English, for the Scots, the Welsh, the Cornish. They're all indigenous British nations. And, you know, it would be just as offensive as if, white people came into a Native American area and, you know, started telling them what to do with their land. That would be offensive, right? That would be
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely. And yes, I feel the same way. I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want the government corporation telling me what to do. And I don't really want anybody telling me what to do. I kind of like things the way they are. The reason I moved in the middle of nowhere is because I don't take direction very well. I don't think that a bunch of bozos, a bunch of people who don't know much, should be telling me very much at all. So that's why I live where I live. And I understand that, you know, I wouldn't want the United States and Mexico and Canada to amalgamate. Why would I want that? Because we all have different cultures. And different cultures doesn't necessarily mean better, you know, mixing them together. It doesn't necessarily mean that. And the reason, in my opinion, that we have cultures is because that's the way it worked out best for that particular culture. Otherwise, it wouldn't be that way. Do you agree with that?
That's right. I absolutely do. Mm-hmm. Different nations have different tribal areas for a reason, and if they keep to their different tribal areas, then generally things are peaceful, you know? So that means, mm-hmm. you know, the indigenous tribal area of the English-speaking people is England. There's just no getting around that, okay? And it's self-evident. If you get a foreign nation coming in and basically flooding England with another culture that is foreign to them, that is anathema to them, okay? They, you know, it's not racist to say, well, actually, we want to maintain our tribal land here. And in my case, both through my physical ancestry and also through my past life ancestry, my physical ancestral area is in and about London. That's just where my people come from. And with Catherine Ferrers, her ancestral stomping ground was Hertfordshire, and that's where her ancestors came from for many, many hundreds of years. And when she found herself the end of the line, she had nothing left to lose. So she lost it, as Gerald Galante says. You know, but she never lost her humanity in that her servants and her loyal, the people who actually had done good things for her, she was enormously kind to them, you know. And they, to the point of when she did, you know, when she did get shot and she rode home, she collapsed on the steps of her house. It's not quite clear from the history whether that's the secret entrance or whether that's the main entrance to her manor house. And she was dead in the morning when they found her. She'd bled out on the way home. Her horse was grazing nearby. And what happened was they took her body and they buried her on holy ground. And if she had treated her servants badly, if they hadn't liked her or anything, then they would not have done that. And that she was not able to be buried in either the Ferrers or the Fanshawe's family tomb. But they still took her and they gave her a proper burial. And there's no way that they would have done that if she was the completely wicked and evil person who is described in the history books. No, she wasn't completely evil and wicked. She just lost it because she had nothing left to lose. Yeah, and that's basically it in a nutshell. And I think that these 2,000 people who are walking down the road, they've got nothing left to lose either, and they're losing it.
And what you said about maintaining our tribal land, I think is it hits the nail right on the head. We all want to maintain our tribal land the way we had before the newcomers got here, to change it. It's as simple as that. And when I moved to Missouri, I met some of the government players, the government corporation players of our county. And they told me that, I know about you people from California, you know, we don't want your ways. And my response, paraphrasing, was, what are you talking about? California, I'm not from California. They indicated that, you know, you people from California want sidewalks, you want paved roads, you want gutters, you want sewers, you want street lights, more cops, higher taxes, more services, and we don't want that around here in Missouri. That's what they let me know, and I said, that's right. That's why I'm here, because I don't want that either. And so they misread me. They thought that I was here to change their culture. Absolutely not. I kind of like their culture, and that's why I moved here with our family. We all kind of like their culture. We wish they'd tell the truth a little bit more. Actually, we wish they'd tell the truth all the time. But they don't seem to know how to do that too much. But you mentioned something that I found quite fascinating. You talked about Carlyan photography, and let me spell that. Kirlian. Is that correct?
I think it's Kirlian. Carlyan.
Okay.
Well, I might be wrong.
I don't see an extra I in there. But from what I've learned, that is a contact type of print photography that detects high voltage. And according to my research, it was accidentally discovered in 1939 because an object with a strong electronic field created an image on the photographic plate. So it is actually a photographic image of the electronic activity that's near that photographic plate. Is that what you were talking about?
I think so, although there is a kind of Carlyan photography where you can, you know, you can photograph auras And often if you do a Carillion photograph in a haunted house, you'll often photograph the ghost. Mm-hmm. And
so it looks,
what I'm getting... What I'm getting on the inside of me. Now, the Mark Yates cell that's there today, the manor house of Mark Yates cell, is not the same manor house that Lady Catherine lived in, but apparently her ghost still haunts it. And what I'm seeing on the inside of me is Lady Catherine standing on the stairwell. And this is what makes me think there's no way that her servants were ignorant of what she was doing. Because from what I'm seeing, she used to walk around the house, on the inside of the house, wearing her tricorn hat, her mask, her black cape, her black breeches, and her sword and her flintlocks. She used to wear her uniform. That's actually what I wanted to talk about. Is the link between highwayman work and the police. Could we go into that for a bit?
Absolutely. We can devote the rest of the broadcast.
How many segments do we have left now?
We have
one segment or
one
two?
Segment, one segment left. So it's
I
all
need
yours.
To talk about this.
Well, let's talk about the highwaymen and the men in costume and women in costume.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about men in costumes, highwaymen. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Now, one thing that I was getting very strongly was that in that life, I chose to wear that costume for one reason, to intimidate people so that they would want to do what I wanted them to do, which was generally to give me the gold. Literally, I would literally say, stand and deliver your money or your life. And towards the end of my life, I got paranoid about people finding out who I was. And I would usually kill the people that I held up anyway, even if they did give me the gold. In that life, it ended up being, I was an adrenaline junkie. Okay, I would hold people up because it was fun for me. Okay, and I would get a thrill out of it, and it was the whole thing of sitting there by the side of the road and waiting for the carriage to pull up, and then you know jumping out in a very wolfish mode of behaviour. And I was sitting there thinking about this, and I was thinking, wow, that is exactly the psychology that's going on with the police. When they sit by the side of the road, they, you know, when they pull up, you know, that there's no guilty feelings. They're smiling, you know, but it's not a happy smile. It's a smile of a wolf. That's what sort of a smile it is. And it's for exactly the same reason. And I thought to myself, my gosh, I actually get where these guys are coming from. I know how they're feeling because I've been there. I have been them in a previous generation, in a previous century. And I thought to myself, wow, this is just so enlightening to see this, because there's no way that now I would sit by the side of the road and then jump out and you know, being armed and demand money from somebody. I just wouldn't do that, because I now recognize that's wrong, and it was wrong back then, and it's still wrong now. And, you know, in that life, my end was somebody ended up shooting me. And, you know, the local story that they say is that it was actually somebody with a cargo wagon, that she held up a cargo wagon, and there was somebody in the cargo wagon that had a firearm that was a stowaway in the cargo wagon. It wasn't even the driver. It was somebody in the cargo wagon who was a stowaway who had a firearm, and who shot and hit her, and she ran off, ran back home, bled to death on the way home, fell off her horse on the front steps, and died there. That's what happened. And the police have to be aware, you know, I know that they are, but they have to stop doing this. They have to recognize that what they're doing, it's not even sort of like theoretically highway robbery, it's highway robbery. They are behaving exactly like I behaved in my past life, being Catherine Ferrers, the most notorious of all the highwaymen that have ever been in Britain. She was the princess. And something else that I saw was that she was using the funds from her highway robbery to maintain her estate. That was another reason why she was doing it. And not only that, she organized the other highwaymen into a cartel, where she would get a cut and she would go and she'd actually intimidate the other highwaymen together with her partner, Ralph Chaplin. They would go and they would intimidate the other highwaymen into giving them a cut, because she was also the local magistrate.
Absolutely.
And if that's not a mirror of exactly what's going on today, I don't know what is.
Right, that is exactly what's going on today. They're all in it together against us to maintain their estate and estates. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is a...
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.